Tom Stoppard, who is legendary for his wit, his intellect, and pen, has never written a play as autobiographical as his new one, which opens on Broadway tomorrow. Leopoldstadt looks at a large Jewish family in Vienna over half a century, and as Jeff London reports, it is both an acknowledgement and a confession.
Tom Stoppard seems the perfect Englishman, right down to the rolled R's in his speech, but he was born in what was then called Czechoslovakia.
A lot of this play, it doesn't follow my biography, but it rhymes with it.
Born Tomáš Strausler, his family fled the Nazis in 1938 and moved to Singapore. But the Japanese invaded, his father was killed, and the family moved to India. His mother remarried a man named Stoppard, who moved them to England. The playwright says his family's Jewish roots were never talked about.
It was a combination of my mother not looking backwards and liking to talk about the past. On the one hand. On the other hand, there was my strange lack of curiosity. I'd been turned into a little English boy. I was very happy being a little English boy. I didn't need to become somebody else.
But he did become a dazzling playwright and a celebrity. Then, in his 50s, a cousin he didn't know contacted him and started telling him about his own family.
I didn't know that I had family who died in the camps. I simply didn't know that.
Including both pairs of grandparents. Almost 20 years later, Stoppard dealt with that loss in Leopoldstadt.
Yes, there's a Tom-like character who appears at the end, but Tom's in it throughout, talking to himself.
Patrick Marber is the play's director.
About why did you ignore what you were? Why couldn't you bear to look at it? How ashamed do you feel about that? It's a very, very powerful reckoning that a playwright has with himself and his past.
What have I done wrong?
Nothing. You're an accident of history.
The history Leopoldstadt tells comes not from Czechoslovakia, but Vienna, Austria. It's an epic play that follows a large, mostly Jewish family, says Marber.
The curtain rises and you think you're looking at a family Christmas scene. Then you realize, oh, it's a Jewish family celebrating Christmas, or really celebrating Christmas because the guy who owns the apartment has converted to Catholicism and insists on it. So it becomes more complicated. And then a child puts a Star of David on the Christmas tree by mistake. And then you know you're in the world of a Stoppard play.
It's a beautiful star, darling. But it's not the star we put at the top of our Christmas tree.
I'll find it. I know which one it is.
Poor boy, baptized and circumcised in the same week. What can you expect?
And the audience follows generations of this family from 1899 to after World War II. Actor David Krumholtz plays the family patriarch, Hermann. When we meet him, he has already converted to Catholicism and is a prosperous factory owner who mingles with the Viennese elite.
My grandfather wore a kaftan. My father went to the opera in a top hat, and I have the singers to dinner. Actors, writers, musicians.
But no matter how far he's come in society, he is always reminded, in painful and humiliating ways, that he was born a Jew. By 1938, he's become a broken man, says Krumholtz.
Because in the end, the great lesson is that regardless of whether he calls himself a Christian or not, he's on the train, or he'll be on the train. His family's on the train, his children, his grandchildren. It's devastating.
By the end of the play, the formerly opulent Viennese apartment is empty, and only three members of this huge family remain.
A New Yorker, an Austrian, and a clean young Englishman.
As the stand-in for Tom Stoppard finds out what happened to his family, the lost generations gather on stage as if for a portrait, says David Krumholtz.
The point of that moment is to say, most of us died. You know, you hear stories of survivors, but you hear those stories because they survived. Most of us did not. You don't get to hear the stories of the dead. It's chilling.
And although the family at the center of Leopoldstadt is an invention of the 85-year-old playwright, Tom Stoppard says,
it has its own truth, and in a way it's irrefutable truth.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.